Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. If you're new to the program, you have surfed into Awakenings with Michelle Meshe. We've got a great community here, a great group of people that are awakening and awakened and living more and more awake. And so I want to welcome you all. Welcome everyone in the chat. Got a little later start in the chat. Welcome everyone listening by BTR archives as well as iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and Player FM or FM Player. That keeps voting us top New Age and metaphysical program. That's so cool, so great. So I'm going to be diving into the happenings of 2018, what is coming up. I'm going to touch on every month. And, of course, I will also be giving readings and channel guidance to those of you that call in, okay, and maybe even from the chat. We shall see. Main thing is I really want to give you the what we say in the States, the 411. I think some places else it's 611, 911, but it's the info, it's the insight. What are we doing here on a soul level, and what is the game changer, right? That's what we're going to be diving into. If you did want a reading or you had a question or a comment, something you want to share about your path, that number is 347-539-5122. Again, that number is 347-539-5122. And press 1 on your keypad to get on air. And you might hear Yoshi a little bit later because she's outside and she's going to do her little bark, bark to come in, in from the backyard. So I like to keep it real here, you know. So I'm getting my decaf Americano. I see more callers with questions on the in the queue. And we will be getting to your calls, so please stay on the line. And you really don't want to miss this program. So a lot of my collective predictions that I've done, I usually, for many years, was doing in small groups, in workshops, teleworkshops, and small groups. And that's partly because that's the way that I was trained, and that's the way things are kind of going. If you look from the 80s and 90s, when we had huge medical centers, we had huge chiropractic centers, everything was big, right? And you can see it with big box stores, everything, Walmart, Target, everything was big. But things are being scaled down, and those of us that were kind of more classically trained in spiritualism and metaphysics, it was always from lip to ear. The in the tradition of Hermetic philosophy, even when I studied Kabbalah, however you want to say it, it was one-on-one because that's the traditional way of studying Kabbalah and also yoga, by the way. When I first started studying meditation and yoga with one of my gurus, it was one-on-one and small groups. And the reason being is because the teacher, the guru, the teacher, the metaphysician, the spiritualist, your mentor, my shaman, I trained that way with Donna Jesus, Donna Chui, and Clay Andalus, because part of your training is always what's going on with you. And the bigger the group, it's hard to see that. I don't mind that. I've done large speaking engagements. You know, I've done things in television. I've done, you know, large groups. But the thing is, when you're, it's good for getting out basic information, but when you really want to help people shift, change, and transform, you need to keep better track of them. Those of you that do my teleworkshops or workshops, anything that I've done currently and in the past, I always have follow-up. I always have check-in. I always have follow-up that's part of the group because I know how easy it is to just break through, blow out, and then nothing, you know, or you regress back. You need that support from other people in the group, in the community, in the class, in the workshop as well. Oh, and speaking of that, I got to let everybody know this before I forget. I'm listening, listeners. This Saturday, I do have a teleworkshop, 3 p.m. Pacific time, a soul alignment meditation, and we're also going to be doing some tuning in as well and clearing for the new year. So it'll be right around the 21st, getting that luscious energy. And that's this Saturday. You can go to Eventbrite. I believe it's soul alignment meditation, or you can just go to Eventbrite and do a search for my name. Michelle Miche, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-M-E-I-C-H-E. And the core belief releasing will be starting Saturday, January 27th. And that's liberate. And it's not just clearing, it's liberating. It's getting rid of, rescuing that part that's held back, releasing. And there's a whole series that's with it. And we get into individual and collective archetypal energy. What's the template, the pattern? We get into ancestral sacred wounding. And it is the charts. It's the bomb. If you want more information about that, go to Awakenings. Or you can email at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com or go to soulplayground.com and sign up for the blog. I think when you sign up for the blog, you also sign up for MailChimp, so you get my monthly psychic forecast and energetic happenings, because that's what I really look at. I'm really an energy doctor. That's one TV show I did, a pilot, that's what they called me, the energy doctor. So I'm reading patterns. I have a lot of different ways I can do it, psychically with tarot, with the Tree of Life, numerology. I kind of blend them all in, of course, channeling source energies or source or God or higher self, however you want to parse it, or I work with the spiritual hierarchy and the oversouls. So that's kind of the matrix, the template of what is co-creating what we've had and where we're going, the evolutionary process that we're all in of converging flow for awakenings, right? So if you want more information on that, again, go to soulplayground.life. There's a what's happening events and workshops there. You can sign up there, actually. Go to soulplayground.life. That makes it easier. Why don't I just say that? Takes me a while. Or Awakenings Podcast. And I do weekly soul insights. If you're interested in that, email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. I guess Yoshi is hanging out. So welcome guests, welcome everyone in the chat. So what are we doing here, right? Okay, we're going to be getting to that. And again, if you have a question or a comment or you'd like a reading, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. So those of you, I've gotten a lot of friends, family, colleagues, people in my that I'm working with personally have been saying, what's happened with January? Even I was saying that. So yes, we're in a 11-2 cycle. I'm going to get into that. And as a master numerologist, again, I like to play around. It just keeps it interesting for me, whether I'm getting something psychically or I'm channeling it or I'm using whatever, tarot, astrodice, or looking at the numerical. And I love looking at the numerical or astrology because it always fits in. So what's happening this January is we're in a very much, hey, Denise, welcome. Hi, Anne. People getting into the chat. Hello. Lots of love and light. Welcome guests in the chat as well. Okay. I know people's a little later getting in. Okay. So let's see. Shout out to Tamara. She won't be here, but she'll be listening. She'll be listening later. Got that message from her. Okay, so I'm going to let people know in the chat. Oh, no chat on Chrome and not sound on Safari. I'll be back. Okay, yeah, if you ever have some wonky energy stuff happening, try refreshing your browser, and if not, you might have to reboot the browser. Just FYI. Okay, So I'm a little all over the place because I'm a little in the ethers. I've been tuning in before and getting points from the guides. So this January is about, there's a lot of reversals. There's a lot of WTF going on. There's a lot of irritation, anger. There's a lot of unexpected events, things coming out of the blue that you're like, what happened? Or people completely out of the blue. What are they doing here? What? Why are they calling me or talking to me? Haven't talked to them in years. Or people conversely not talking when they should be talking. Because the energy is very intense. And just, I don't want to get too much into astrology, but we do have some aspects to Mars and Jupiter. So Jupiter in Scorpio, Mars in Scorpio. It's fanning the flame, so to speak. But it's a time about speaking your truth. And if you're not speaking, and it might come out. I've had a couple situations where people were really trying to project onto me stuff that was so, man, so obvious. And they finally got it. But it's not just like, oh, it's okay, let it slide. This is the arching tone to this whole year. So this year, 2018, is a setup year, but it also has to do about justice. It also has to, it's a time of truth, integrity, more transparency. It's a time of testing. So expect tests, but the tests aren't from outside you or out from some outer God, so to speak. The tests that you're going to see are coming from your very own self, your very own being, your higher self, to see if you're ready to go into a next level. To see, oh, did you handle that emotional issue, that situation? Are you still acting out in this way? Where are your limiting thoughts? So limits will be tested. And very much on the Tree of Life, it is a path from 9 to 10, okay? It's the path of literally testing. And that path, the manifestation, is to see what do we manifest in the coming, years. Stuff is being cleared out. This is why it's very intense, you know, and it's going to be intense for everyone. But look at where you have, you know, Capricorn in your chart or Scorpio. That's going to be very telling. Taurus as well. That's going to be very telling if you want to look at it from an astrological, you know, just touching on that point of view. So there'll be a lot that you will get done, and there will be a lot of good that can happen for you, you know, good, fulfilled dreams. However, there's going to be tests to see, are you ready for what it is that you want, or are you blocking it? So on the Tree of Life, we have... it's the foundation to the kingdom, right? Have what we built, is it on a firm foundation, or does it need to be cleansed or cleared or, you know, healed, or is there too much deception or lying in there? You're never going to get absolute truths on the universe because this is a dualistic playground. You know, there's a polarity plane, so there's shades, and anytime there is complete truth, it as is or disappears. And we hear that, the example of that is when you have a really great conversation, philosophical conversation, we usually don't remember it. And that's why people go, I got to go back and listen to the archives. When you resonate with something so completely, it is subsumed back into the all that is. It goes back to where, you know, into the all that is, into God, the all that is energy, however you want to look at it. So, you know, don't be looking for things to be absolute, but look for them to have a resonance for you, a resonance of truth. So on the Tree of Life, it's Yisod to Malkuth. It's the area of testing and purifying to see, is it going to fit into the new paradigm or not, okay? Now, we're going to get a little more expanded here like I do in my some of my smaller group channelings. I want you all... And be into this because, yes, we're going to get to individual questions, but you're going to see where do you fit in with this. This, again, some people say, oh, it's a master number, it requires a lot, or it's a great year. The thing is you also have to look at the subtext of anything. That's what I do as a therapist. That's what I do as a transpersonal psychologist, a hypnotherapist. When I'm doing repatterning work, I don't just listen to what people think they're saying. I listen to what they're actually saying. What are repeating phrases? I'll never do that again, or I always get burned, or life is hard. That's where their truth is. That's what's coming from the subconscious. Look at that in yourself, the people around you, groups, politics, systems. What are they saying? What's the subtext? And you're going to see that there's old energy going out with more limiting or separating, you know, dominators, victim abuse, languaging, and new stuff coming in of talking about synchronicity, integrity, truth, love, compassion, more of the soul qualities and less of the wounded ego qualities, right? So it's happening. This is why it's called the converging flow. We're having more on the more life-enhancing flow, the higher vibration, but the old vibration is a lot denser, okay? So that's why sometimes things are getting stuck and stagnant, because they're both meeting each other. What happens when cool air and hot air mixes together, right? Or have you ever been in a wind tunnel? You know, air from the east is coming in and the west, right? That it creates a vortex. But a vortex is a change point. You know, but if you don't know where the vortex is, it can become a black hole, or it can become like the Bermuda Triangle, and it can bring you down. You know, talk about going down the rabbit hole. So the testing, what brings justice? Justice is about relationship. It always has been. If I'm not just to myself, if I'm not loving and kind and compassionate to myself, if I don't like myself or I hate myself or I feel separate, I feel less than, you know, you either get to be the victim or you're the bully. So it gets projected out. So there's a lot this year and into 2020 and beyond. 2020 is a huge turning point, revolutionary turning point. It's already gearing up for that. We're looking at a time of right relationship to ourselves, to our life, and to each other, that everyone has the right to be, the right rights. 11-2 energy, this energy of 2018 is about your rights, your individual rights. But are you being right with you? Are you being right with those around you? You know, it doesn't matter, marriage, dating, friendship, are you being right by yourself? Are you being right by that other person? Are you being respectful? You know, don't just ghost somebody. Call them back or text them and say, hey, it's not working. This year brings, pedal to the metal. Are you being kind and true? Are you acting from the soul? They call higher angels, they call it, okay? However you want to look at it, whatever terminology, you're going to be experiencing this individually, and it's going to be snap, ouch, if you don't get with the higher vibration, the actual trend, which is love is the binding force. Love sees inclusivity, individuality, uniqueness, but inclusivity, right? Interconnectedness, not total independence or not total dependence, interdependence. So you're going to see this year recouping, regrouping, setting up for the transformative energies of 2020. You're going to see a decentralization. Now, things are going to be moving more from state to city to community, to tribes, to people. Now, I want to share something with you, because as a psychic channel and a medium and a bit of a trend, I can't even get to all the readings where I have saw the iPhone before it happened. You know, I had a client of mine that, I don't remember, made some kind of part, component, electronic component, and their business was not doing well and they were going to fold up. And I said, do not fold up your business. Thing that you're making, that component you're making is going to be, I see this device coming in. I said it's people can talk on it, but they're also taking pictures and looking, reading stuff from it. It's like it's something. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but you're going to make calls. You can have everything on it, and there's a camera, and everybody's going to want one, and that component that you're using is going to be needed. And 2 years later, the iPhone happened, a year and a half later. When I said back in 95, 94, that trading was going to be stock trading, people were going to be their own trader, their own broker, was going to go to the masses. People told me, no, that can't happen. People don't know how to trade. No. It can't be done on computers because the margin of error is too great. You know, it's too easy to make mistakes or hide money. I said, no, this is the trend and the Aquarian age of coming, the new paradigm where the playing field gets leveled. Same thing with my clients that are, you know, back in the late 90s. When I saw, and I even pitched a story called Real Stories, Real People. Well, now there's a show on TV called Real People, Real Stories. And I said, again, decentralization of the masses. I see more and more people not watching soap operas, not watching sitcoms, but reality program. And I was told, oh, that's only because of the writer's strike. Well, two writer's strikes, I did readings, and people said, oh, it's going to get back to get. And I said, nope. And people are going to be on their computers looking at content and video, and regular people are going to become stars, and you're going to be looking for people. No, that's not going to happen. Now, every studio has a department where they look for talent on the internet, and not just YouTube. It used to be back in the day they would go to the comedy clubs. They still do all that, but they're looking online. So I'm not sharing this to brag. I'm sharing this because I want you to see the trend, and I want you to begin to see where do you fall in the trend, because this is going to show you the expansiveness of who you really are and what you're meant to do. Look at flipping homes, okay? Again, another thing that I saw. People aren't going to necessarily going to do it themselves. So you saw this whole movement, DIY, right? Do-it-yourself movement. Now there's TV shows about that. There's whole networks about that. People becoming their own chef, you know. They're again getting their little camera and they're getting their following. That's how Rachel Ray started. So it's giving it back. It's recognizing that you're your own messenger. You're your own messiah, your own rescuer. You have a message. You came here with a purpose. You have a soul path. You have a regular life path. But that's changing to become the soul path. Out of the wounding comes the gifts, right? We have more entrepreneurs than ever before, and they call this the age of the entrepreneur now. That's everyday average people starting their own little businesses, side gigs, big businesses, or even working for a corporation but starting something on the side. Look at Etsy. Look at eBay. And it's not just about money. This is where people make the mistake. It's about self-expression. The soul is about expression. It wants to express more than one way. It wants the soul is the accountant, that is the ditch digger, that is also the hard rocker, okay, whatever. It's the yogi that's tatted up that rides the Harley, okay, or drives the Volkswagen. It's what doesn't seem to fit, but it works together to create a flavor, right? We know when we say people have soul, they're not humdrum people. They're in touch with something. You can see it. You can feel it. It's palpable. That's where we're going and in taking those risks. Now, what has happened in this, and some of you have heard me talk about back in, I think it was 95, when I was sent to do some healing work, at a hotel doing energy work, and I didn't realize that this doctor was from the government and they were trying to debunk me. And of course it didn't work. Thank God I didn't know who they were. And I guess there had been a huge medical convention going on, and I picked up all kinds of issues and illness with this person, and that reversed immediately. Apparently they had diabetes, and their feet were like painful, like sticking needles. And there were some other things that happened in the session that they were blown away, and they said, and then they told me who they were, and they said, I actually wanted to debunk you. They were the government doctor, worked for the government, president's doctor, and that they actually offered me a job to come to Washington and essentially work for the picking my brain as a healer, as an energy worker, as a psychic channel, working medically. And other people, and they had somebody call me on the phone that was an acupuncturist, and she had started working with them. And I said, why can't you all work together? Why can't we have holistic medicine or alternative, and you have the traditional? But they didn't want that. What they want, and they said, he told me, there's a whole department, a whole group, a slew, remote viewing, working with energy, they're acupuncturists, and they're trying to, one was isolate the active ingredient of herbs, and at the time I had been studying herbology, and I said, well, that's impossible, because herbs work synergistically. The whole plant is needed. And same with supplements. I said, supplements are needed with food. There's a way to take supplements. But they said, oh, no, we want to isolate it, kind of like how they did with aspirin. I didn't want to do, I declined. I said, I took the card, said, I still have the card, said I'd think about it. So what am I telling you? Why is this? Things are going more community to personal. Look at personal gardens, community gardens, alternative health care, holistic health. They're losing money. Back then, he told me they were losing billions of dollars. Now, let's talk about this. The old paradigm, the old game, is based on separation, the ultimate separation, feeling separate from God or source, however source energies, feeling that you're disconnected from the world. And it was also based, and I don't want to get too much into, you know, unless you want to, but I'm just going to give an overview here so you can see what's happened, the 411, what's happening. You can see it with YouTube, social media. Also, people are becoming more interconnected but yet independent and recognizing that they have a say, they have a voice, a uniqueness, that they're here for a purpose. Oh, good, Denise, thank you. You're loving this. Yay. I've been wanting to share this, and that somebody, our guest, wasn't able to show up. We had to reschedule because they're scheduled. It's like in England because we're not feeling well. So now we're going to get into something. And listen, I've seen it all. I've been getting a lot of people sending me stuff about conspiracy, the theories and the this and that and the grays and the reptilians. Okay, you can get into all of that. All of that's true. Everything almost that you believe has some element of truth. I like to work with what helps you and what's empowering you. You know, scaring the sheets out of you is not going to be helpful or making you feel that, you know, there's nothing you can do. I don't see much good in that. But yes, is there a cabal? Yes. Is there a group running the country and the world, you know, that is invested in not having people move forward? Yes, 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 yes. The old system was based on, you could say, victim abuse or master slave. You could, and again, what I invite people to do is you look even at written history. There's been an us and a them. There's been somebody, a lot of people up at the top and some at the bottom. Give me your money, pay your taxes, pay to live. And it's been on debt. What's been happening is, believe it or not, part of it is because people actually are not making, and at some level there's a lot of people, you know, there's more millionaires and billionaires. But average people are not making, you know, things have gone up. So on some level it's extra trying. But also people are not being as materialistic or consumer. And I talked about this, I don't know how many years ago when I did my talk at 140 and when I was talking about bridging spirituality, consciousness, and technology. That's my area, you know, as a techie, a spiritualist, and a metaphysician. And I coined the phrase on Twitter, I think it was 2007. I said, we're moving from consumerism to creativism. We're moving out of the me to the we. I actually coined that and it was retweeted on Twitter. Now it's said everywhere. So what's happening is these individuals don't have the money, the blue bloods, if you want to call it that. Are they reptilian? You know, whatever. Planetary. We're all from another planet. We're all hybrids. Wake up, or most of us are. So even back in the 90s, you know, late 90s, already people were saying people are buying less, you know. They're getting the herbs. They're, you know, it started slow. Now it's really into high gear. People are not running out to get the latest iPhone and spending 3 days camping outside a store. People are kind of waking up. Why? It's not so much you don't want to spend the money. I was even, as a techie, I had to have the latest, the new one. Let's get it. Then I got to get off this treadmill. It's really kind of boring. And why? Who cares? Who cares if you have the 6, the 7, the 10, the 8, the 9, whatever? It's peer pressure, because when you are creative, when you're living artistically, you don't need as much stuff. What's important to you is your connection to yourself, because that's your spiritual conduit and your creative conduit. And people, you're inspired by people, by nature, by things you cannot buy. So hence, what has been seen, and one of my teachers had told me this, that actually just crossed over a couple years ago, my metaphysical teachers, was that one of the things that the Kabbalah would be trying to do is to take the United States down, to destabilize the United States, because we are the forefront kind of in the whole package, and that we had too much power. Now, you can say, yes, it is the One World or the New World Group servers. That's the higher octave. That's the higher vibrational frequency. The lower, that is based on the old paradigm of scarcity and invading and dominating, you could call it the one world government that people are so afraid of. But the oneness, the one world, is the higher octave or the vibration, is that we're all interconnected. Don't forget, the people that run the country and even the Illuminati, they were the illumined ones. The Illuminati started out in Germany as very helpful. They used to be benefactors to metaphysicians and spiritualists and artists and give them money to thrive. Okay, so that's like it said, every criminal, every murderer, whatever, from the least amount of bad, the most banal to the most heinous, has a grain of goodness. It has helped someone or done something. And this is why it said, any good con artist always gives you some truth. It's the truth that rings you in, not the lie. Because you believe the truth, you feel the truth, you resonate to the truth, and then you can't believe you were deceived because something there was truthful. Got it? So what happens is a lot of the metaphysics, and they have metaphysicians on their side too, but they're coming from a different way, out of fear. And so they're manipulating out of fear. Well, they're looking and seeing our way of living is dying, not just for them, but their family members that live on money that is passed on. All the money just recirculates. You know, I got some amazing downloads when I was in England, and it was backed up by one of the house that I lived in. We had staff, and one of the butlers was an amazing historian and had handwritten and notes and had worked with the royals And that's a whole other thing, how the money after the war, money and gold, was taken by the Dutch and hidden, and that it just circulates. And you can trace, in fact, until now, see, it's changing. The royal family is all interbred, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth cousin. So are those founding fathers that run the country. What is that? 6 degrees of separation. It could be a lighter way to look at it. So why I'm sharing this is the agenda is changing. There is an old agenda that is people are resistant to let go of, and there's this tussle or fight. But what I share with you is don't get in the fight. Don't consume as much. Recycle more. Be thoughtful. You know, I don't care how much money you have. Recycle. Don't get off of the hamster wheel. If you're nervous, have anxiety, you're depressed, don't do retail therapy. Call a friend, go to a spiritual center, go to an art gallery, go hiking, do some journaling, do something else that connects you within. And this has already been happening. I mean, how many community gardens have popped up? And even where I live, some guy got a ticket. He had to shut down his garden. He made a big garden, and he was letting his neighbors. Same thing with raw milk. They didn't want people going to this little mom-and-pop place with the raw milk. Why? Because they want to keep stuff in the system, in the old system. We're essentially going to a different playground or a different fairground. That's the whole thing. Don't try to fight the system. I mean, there are those that are working within the system, and that's great. You have to a certain degree. But what you're going to start seeing in the decentralization of power, less power in the federal government, and it's going to go more into the state and the city and to community. We're going back to a tribal way, however in a different way, that is based more on interest and residence, and that will be where you live, in this, what city you choose to live, what state you choose to live, and what community. And you're going to see more communal living, or people buying properties together, you know, or large enough property to either build or fashion. This is not going to be in the old way, though, the old paradigm of us against them. It's kind of like, oh, they believe that over there. That's okay. That's where they, okay, stay over in that area. But not the separation out or the fighting or the fear of, but the recognition that this is your way of doing life. In many ways, I always say that it's moving from mere tolerance to respect to honoring. I honor this way of life. I may not understand it, but I honor that it comes from the all that is. Everything we're experiencing within the United States, within Canada, you know, Australia, Europe, all over, you know, Germany, the things that are happening, France, you can look at it, you know, environmentally, politically, economically. There seems to be opposing forces, but you've got to remember it all comes from one source. So whatever you want to call, somebody is a light being, somebody is a starseed, somebody is a gray, somebody is a reptilian, it doesn't matter. There's only one source. And it's, we have whatever we have because the vibrational frequency is there. It's needed and necessary. It's being played out. It's that living question that's being answered through life itself. And when the vibrational frequency lessens, when there's not enough coherence and resonance, it falls away, it drops away, it becomes boring to play out. So you're going to see things extinct. This is the testing period of what structures work in our systems, whether societal systems, governmental systems, educational systems, relationship, what works? What's equality? And equality isn't tit for tat, 50 over here, 50 over there. It's a vibe, it's a feeling, it's a resonance that, oh, we're in exchange. This is the right exchange of energy. Or there's too much over here or not enough over here. So this is why the over-control. Now, during, in the States, I'm going to speak of the States because this is so, you know, again, and we're a Cancerian country, so if you're looking at it astrologically, there's a lot happening in Capricorn that's oppositional. Oppositions bring awareness. We can't change what we're not aware of. Yes, people talk about Donald Trump. Does he have a mental illness? No. But emotional, yeah, from the ego. Why don't people want to say what it is? Just look up borderline personality disorder. Every characteristic is there. Petting against each other, the changing, the storyline, the truth. Yes, most people in power in the old paradigm have a little, you know, we all have a little bit of narcissism is good. You got to do some navel gazing, look into the pond. You got to feel some, you know, good about yourself. But there's a spectrum. But most people in the old paradigm, especially men, have a lot of narcissistic qualities, heavy-duty narcissism on the spectrum to the malignant to actual malignant. But you can look it up. Anybody can see what's going on. But it's reflecting our system, and it's reflecting the dis-ease, the discomfort of the victim abuse or the invader dominating culture that has been passed on, that's based on not collaboration but competition. By the way, and I just, you know, I've studied feminism in college, you know, I did that, I studied archetypes, you know, read When God Was a Woman, you know, you go, I studied matriarchy, you go back to matriarchy, they did the same thing. So please, people, especially women, don't say, oh, when the matriarchal society, no, when the matriarchal society was here, because they didn't yet know that they needed a man to have a baby, the sperm or something, the men got ill-treated also. You know, the women characteristically passed on language, worked with the community, worked with the children, and the men did the kind of the grunt work and the hunting. But they weren't, you know, necessarily, in a lot of the cultures, they were only around when there needed to be procreation. So patriarchy, matriarchy, that's not working. That we're not going back there. It's something new that is coming in, that is a new blend that's based more on intuitiveness, resonance, and connecting, and the greater good. You want to call it Gaia, I don't know. It doesn't have a name yet, and it probably never will until people start reflecting back. You know, there's a lot of people creating a supposition of what it's called or what it looks like. It's got to be a blending or a combination. It's got to be what's best, the sum total. It's going to be not an extreme in polarity, although we're going in the extremes of polarity as it's playing out, right? So the lack of control. So we're seeing, and my guides had said, Trump is going to get in because he is a disruptor. And I remember telling people in the workshop, and they were, oh, Michelle, how can he? Da, da, da. Well, it came at the last minute, because actually Hillary was supposed to get in the presidency. And I have some people that work in politics that are clients and some friends. And however, remember, spirit can move anything and create some miracles. And one of the things that the Oversouls had said, it's more not for the people that aren't as awake or they're unconscious or ignorant or living out of their wound. It is for the light workers to finally speak their truth and rise up, the people that are holding the light. Because the other people aren't going to change. They're going to follow along, right? So we need the tipping point. We don't need everyone, okay? So it's those of you that are in positions of empowerment to recognize, doesn't matter what your bank account says, you know, or with a relationship, not with a relationship, where you live, what matters is your spiritual connection, your understanding of spiritual law or spirit, your compassion, your kindness, your love, your willingness to be there for somebody, to help, to connect in the oneness. You can do more good by being on your path and thriving and living more life-enhancing ways, because that change has already been happening. That's why the control, that's why the Kabbalah said, you got to break the states. They tried to do it with Europe, right? But then now it's shift. So there's the trend that it's like, okay, we went as far as we can in that extreme of the polarity. There's a correction, you know, to use a stockbroker or trading term. It's correcting right now. So you want to follow the flow of where the correction is, where the adjustment is, not go back, roll back in the regressive of the fight. Some of you feel you want to march, you want to, then fine, that's great. Do what it is that you feel in resonance, but make sure you're tuning in to see what is actually a, you know, resonance for you. So the attracting principle, the binding principle is love. That's the attraction, inclusivity, wholeness. What's most life-enhancing? Make your decisions by what's most life-enhancing, and that will gain traction. You know, someone I was very close to, that I really cared a lot about, shared something one time with me. I was driving in the car, and we're having a conversation, and we're talking about some of my TV projects, and he said, keep going in that direction. You know, talk to as many people, put it out there. He said, because when you're on the right track or on the right path, you start accumulating energy and it helps you. You draw energy to you, right? And we feel that. When we eat the right foods, we feel vitality. We're around the right people. Our vitality comes up. We have more prana. We have more pranic energy, more chi. We have more life force animating energy. We get this vitality, you know, and it feeds us. So, yes, I do take questions, Bo, so you can do it in the chat or you can call in. I'm going to be getting to callers. I just promised that people that I would do an overview. So just to recap, things are changing. Look back at what was going on in 2011 for you. That will be being brought up this year again. 2006. Also between 1988, if you were around, between 1988 and 1994. Also take a peek, if you remember, from another lifetime, or look online, what was going on in, what was it that they told me, 1988, 1968. Okay, there's going to be some parallels. 1938 and the 1800s, 1854 to 1888, and also around the turn of the 500 to 600. BC. So you look at those times, and you're going to see what we're up for, the tenure. Now, again, I call it mitigating consciousness. As we become more conscious, more clear, more awake, living more awakened, things don't have to get as extreme. People have been asking me, is Trump going to stay in office? No, he's going to be leave one way or the other. There's a few ways, but he's served his purpose, not just on the spiritual level, but by the cabal that brought him in to do the division, to do the divisiveness. They've been trying to start a civil war, a race war, and an economic war. But more people are going towards the oneness. See, the love is winning out. And I don't mean mushy love. I mean it as a vibrational frequency of cohesiveness, of collaboration, of community, communication. When you're communicating, you're in the love. Even if you don't agree or you're arguing, if you stay in there, right, there's an exchange of ideas, that energy exchange. It's moving out of separation. It's moving into collaboration, coherence, communication, community. It's moving out of the consumerism to devour. It's moving away from taking, me, gluttony, into let me create, let me express, let me share. This is why social media is so big. That's the game. That's part of the level the playing field. Everyone has a message. Everyone's a messenger. Start using that message. Start using your voice. Verbalize. Live what you believe. Live what you believe. You're meant to live what you believe. But in harmony, as much as you can with yourself and with others. That's the difference. It's called the harmonizing flow. Out of the harmonic convergence of 1988, the trend changed into the harmonizing flow. That's what the harmonic convergence was about. And then 2005, we went into the converging flow. 2005, 2006, where everything started converging. What does that mean? All that looks good and positive and let's come together is happening, and all that looks bad and what separate us out and war and hate is at the same time happening. But the stronger flow, the stronger trend is the attracting flow, which is love. Tipperith on the tree of life. So February, expect a lot of change, releasement with changes. March will bring new directions. April will be testing. You'll see things on the domestic front as well as emotionally for people personally. Think sudden changes, unsettling events in May. We're also in a gateway portal of light then. June, there'll be some deeper healing. July, August, September, there's a lot going to be revealed about people in governments that have been lying and not being truthful. Like I said, with Trump, he'll either leave quietly or there'll be something that will happen to him. And the severity or how it happens will be up to him with the behind the scenes, behind the closed door talks. But he's too toxic. See, they thought that they could control him. And that's the thing. You can't control a borderline. They're not controllable because he can't help what he does. He's that wounded. But again, you're going to see, and it's not just him and it's not just our government. Where is this happening? I've seen this happen in spiritual centers. I've seen it happen in communities of, churches, local politics, Washington, D.C., corporations, people pitting each other against each other, playing the competition, you putting somebody in an influential position that is very needy, very narcissistic, very wounded and manipulating. So those ways are going to be more and more and more revealed and broken down for that turning point in 2020. So next year will be a lot about reevaluation. How did we get here and where are we going? And then expect revolutionary change in 2020. The people taking back, moving from power to empowerment. How do we level this field for all? What is justice? You're seeing a lot of injustice right now that is getting people fired up to say, this isn't fair. And that's what's going to have to happen. You're going to see a lot more marches. You're going to see people withdrawing their money from banks, from institutions. I'm not buying that. I'm not shopping there because you do this. I found out you do that. You see Walmart closing. Now, what does this mean for people? You have to find other means to have an exchange, to have an income. we're going to have to share with each other. I would say the pieces of the pie, there's going to be more slices in the pie. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm not going to make as much money. There's people doing what I do. Yes, but then there's going to be more pies. Reach out to each other. Share with each other. Learn new ways. What are more ways that you can be fulfilled, to have more sources of income, but also more sources of fulfillment? Because we're not going back. You know, we're not going back. There will be less using of oil, less using of fuel. We've already turned the corner. Now it's about seeing what structures work, what systems work, what beliefs work, what ideologies work, what laws do we need to change or get rid of, where do we need, and that's what's happening individually as well as collectively. All right, let's get to callers, 347-539-5122. I hope I've given you a bit of an overview. I'll talk more about it throughout the year. Send me your emails, more what you'd like to hear or any clarification, and I will dive deeper. But I think you got a lot to chew on. All right, 201-864, hello, you're on Awakenings. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Sweet one, who's this?
This is Rose.
Hello, Rose. What's your question or comment?
I have a question. You're doing many readings?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. What do you see for me with regards to my finances in the future and work?
Oh, really good. Now, look for you for more inspiration and more direction, I would say March, April. But it's also saying for you, Rose, you need to take the lead. Does that make sense? You need to initiate with your work. Does that make sense to you?
No, I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, you want to make more money, you want to do more, you need to initiate. I don't see more coming to you just on your own. Because I feel you're kind of, work-wise, more in a finite position. So it's saying, what can you do? What can you do to make your circumstances better?
Okay.
So think about stepping out. Think a little bit outside the box. Think about stepping out of what you're doing and adding something to what you're doing. Think of stepping out, okay? And interesting enough, I see, you need to clear out stuff too. Do you have you been thinking about clearing out closets, getting rid of stuff? Because now's the time. Pare down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Give some stuff away or take stuff to the, you know, thrift store, recycling, whatever. You know, you can sell some stuff. But pare down a little bit. I also want you to start an ideas book, where you just, before going to bed, just what ideas, you know, what's the problem or what am I thinking about? Write it down, and in the morning, see what comes to you and write it down. Or any flashes of insight, I could do this or I want to do that. So you need to get a little more inspired, but definitely clear out. There's got some clutter. You need to clear out the space. I think you're going to do something with the community that seems to start out kind of temporary and volunteer, that opens opens a position to you. You might even start something on your own is what I'm hearing. But you're at the tip of it. You're at the beginning of stepping outside yourself and stepping outside of how you view yourself and what you used to do. So it's going to be a little bit of a taking a chance. You're going to be doing something new is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
All right, Rose, keep us posted, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, 256-473, you're on air. Oh, and I see 203, you're next. 256-473, you're on air. You're on with Awakenings.
Hi,
with Michelle.
How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your first name?
Kimberly.
Hello. Kimberly? Hello, Kimberly. What's your question?
Hi.
Comment.
Yeah,
hi.
My question is about creativity and just how I'm supposed to be using it in the new year. Because I think that's something that's missing right now with me.
Oh, Good for you. You're getting into the soul. When you're talking creativity, you're getting into the soul. Well, first of all, look around your environment. Now, this fits in with the big template. We're all to be, we're, you know, this is a community. So this is, you know, global to local. This is in the etheric. Go to places where you feel inspired, whether it's in the car or bus, subway. Go to places where you art, music. I see fabrics around you, tapestries. Go where you feel inspired. That's the first thing that you need to do, because you need to fill up a little bit in the inspiration area. Okay? So to be music, that's the focus. That's going to get you going. Creative level. See yourself as your own. Well, it's going to be seeing yourself a bit differently, seeing your own self as a resource. And you do have a very practical part of you. So I know you're talking about you want to do art and you want to be more creative. But I also feel there's a part that wants to make money from it, which is good, which is fine. What I want you to do first is experiment with different forms of art first, just for the heck of it. And then an idea will come through that you're able to bring, you know, more resources through money. But first you need to just kind of loosen up and play around with things. I don't know why I keep seeing fabric and clothes around you, and I don't know if it's knitting or crocheting. Are you into clothes? Do you like clothes?
I love fashion. Absolutely love fashion.
Oh, that's why you love fashion. Well, go in that direction. I keep seeing all these clothes and great fabrics around you, you know. So there might be something there for you, maybe even writing or starting a blog around fashion or just taking pictures. Don't worry about where it's going to go right now. Just dive into it. But there's something there with you with the fashions and boutiques and, the fabric. You know, you love good fabric. I'm with you. I do too. But I can see you shopping, looking and going, oh, God, this is gorgeous. This is gorgeous. All right, Kimberly.
Yes,
great to connect with you.
All right.
Thank you. Big hug. Bye. You're welcome. Hi, 203-675. You're on air.
Hi. Thank you. First time caller.
Yay.
But, yeah, thanks. Welcome. I enjoy listening to you. It's interesting what you were saying about Trump. I from things that I read, I felt that he was put there by spirit, but I naively assumed for good. It was interesting that you said he was put there for the cabal. I find that very interesting.
Let me clarify. Spirit looks. See, we got to get out of good and bad. And there's a great, and I don't remember it. It's Mirabai. I'm going to paraphrase. There's an amazing, it's been so long ago when I studied Hinduism, but there, in Sanskrit, there's an amazing story. It kind of goes, just paraphrase, and it talks about we don't know what's good or bad. And actually, they talk about the Maharaja Bharata also. But so this family wanted a firstborn, wanted to be a boy, and then they did have a boy. Then the mother wanted a girl, but then they didn't have a boy, so it was a bad decision. But then the boy ended up growing up and had to go to war, but then injured, and so that's bad, but then injured his leg, so he wasn't able to go to war. So that was bad, but then it was good because he didn't have to go to war to die. You see what I'm saying? So Trump is being used by see, spirit works in interesting ways. He is a disruptor. He came, and I remember that's the word that I use because that's what they had told me, is to shake things up and disrupt, but also disruption gets people together. But both, he's being used by both. So the cabal and certain people within the Republican or, you know, party, you know, a more hardliner, more people that want separation also used him. He's used all the way in general. But we all know the higher self makes, you know, lemonade out of lemons. So that was the higher self or spirit will always do what is most efficient or efficacious. This is why in nature we have fires that just erupt, so larger fires don't happen, right? So what seems bad to us on the surface, on an ego level, on a humanistic level,
it's beyond, right?
It's beyond comprehension of talking about it, but something will happen, right? And that's why, so that energy that he is representing, that was representing a lot of people, a little bit or a lot in the world, is being used to flush this all out. And because we were behind the times, okay? We were too slow for the new paradigm, because the people that are holding the vibrational frequency, the light beings, the light workers, the star seeds, the people that have awakened, were just going and hiding in their own corner going, oh, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to be around them. You know, or they're narcissistic, or I don't like them. They're energy vampires. Yeah. So we're going way over in our little corner over there, when we're supposed to be getting out there, having integrity, speaking our truth, living our truth, saying, hey, that's not right, or let's talk about it. So that's why. I just wanted to clear that. Okay, cool.
Appreciate it.
What's your first name?
Okay. All right. So here's I'm Pat. Here's my question. You talk big topics. I'm going to ask big questions. I am I'm trying so hard to heal. It has been a really difficult life. I made a commitment when I was around 58 to change everything in my head and patterns, blah, 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 blah. It's been hell ever since. Things have just gotten more tenuous and frightening financially and home-wise, blah, 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 blah. I'm still hanging in there trying to heal and get my rewards. What do you see?
Yes, I hear you.
I want everything. I've had nothing, and I want everything. I want love. I want security. I want someone to take care of me. I've been on my own my whole life. I raised my son on my own. I want to be in nature, not around cement anymore, which is all I can afford. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. And this is why, we're going to go with your birth date, Pat. I want to look at something. This is why I always say we have to figure out what we're supposed to be doing on a soul level. This is why I'm doing the Liberate Core Belief Releasing, which you can go to at soulplayground.life and look at events and workshops, or you can go to Core Belief Releasing on Eventbrite. And I've been there, Pat. Sometimes we have an idea of what we're supposed to be doing or what's happening, and we make choices based on something that's getting us either off path or just a little askewy. Sometimes it's also timing. So I want to see what it is for you. If you don't mind giving me your birthday, please.
Yeah. It's 7/12/1953. And listen, it's not I'm not being disrespectful. It's not as little as choices. I have been, scapegoated my family. I've been put away in hospitals and
you didn't hear what I said. See, you're going into defensive mode. I didn't say I said sometimes. I'm not saying it's all choice with you. Why I said about the core belief, sometimes we are blocked subconsciously by our wounding, by our patterning that we got from our family. That's why the new paradigm is changing. We don't want to do this game anymore of, the victim abuse, but that's operating with you. So subconsciously you've got some stuff going on. That's why I said sometimes it's choices. Sometimes it's a core belief, which makes us off path slightly or a lot.
So
that's why the game changer right now, it's a new paradigm, but we have to heal from it. See, the new paradigm does not happen collectively. It happens individually, and then there's a tipping point, a turning point, and it starts happening. Yeah, so you got that.
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
So let us see. Yeah. Because I feel for you, I don't know what kind of inner work you've done. Yeah, but see, your path.
I am doing so much inner work.
Is it passive? But is it the right inner work for you? Because you still have the issue.
Yes.
I would say you've got a huge, this year you're branching out. I would say next year is a huge transformation around your life. You did come in, the vibrational frequency that you do come in with is a lot about independence, though. Is a lot about, so because of that, you know, like to take care of yourself, you see, sometimes we come in with a certain vibrational frequency, and that frequency gets overlaid. So somebody very independent or maybe meant to be a healer, all of a sudden ends up having to do everything on their own and the family, you know,
yeah.
and healing
yeah.
everybody, you know,
yeah.
being scapegoated, being the one that has the truth. And then that's handed out. That's lived out. It's handed
yeah.
on. It's an overlay. So that's what you have going on. You've got to get to the root of it, you know, and it's not that your prayers aren't heard and your why me and why is this going on and I do so much. And it's what you've got subconsciously. It's the template, the overlay. So it's learning how to use your independent energy differently.
Okay.
And again, it's a subconscious thing because it's about opening to receive, whether it's receiving insight or information, feel that energy coming in. Part of it is you don't feel safe to receive support or for somebody to be there taking care of you because you've never had anybody doing that, even when you were growing up.
Absolutely.
You were always let
down. Never, never, never. Yeah. Nothing.
Exactly. So that's what's paying out. So that's what's happening. That's what's playing out. So the short answer is, you know, I could suggest you doing the Liberate Core Belief Releasing. You could or go to my website or go do the 5-step emotional clearing process on your own. There's a free version on my website, soulplayground.life.
Okay.
If you want to do the recording, because the free version is written out, if you want to do the recording, it's on iTunes. 5-step emotional clearing process, and after you do that for a while, do the universal laws so you start consciously creating. Because when you start clearing and releasing, we have a void within a space. We have space, so we want to, you know, put something life enhancing in there so we don't just, you know, attract other stuff. So that was, I would say, you know, short term, but it's you have to release that template, that patterning. And to start, because you're not there yet. You have to be, what you want requires that you be vulnerable, requires that you trust, again, have faith that somebody can be there for you and will be there for you. But you haven't had that experience yet, so it's hard to do. It's scary. And that part of the inner psyche that's protecting you is saying, oh, no, 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 no. We know you can make it on your own. Because you have made it on your own.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's a circular thing. But I do feel you're going to get through it. I absolutely do. I just feel it's a little more time. Hopefully what I've shared with you is giving you a way to hone in on it. Because that's what it is there. But you are meant to be independent. That is a part. That's a big part of your path, is your individuality, your independence, your saying and seeing things as they, you know, they are, calling the shots. So you've just got to find a way to do that, that it's not either drawing in the wrong people, pushing people away, or drawing in people that, you know, are usury or you know, well, you're having to be the helper, the teacher, the everything, you know, and they can't give enough back or they leave, you know.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That is
quick,
it in a nutshell. I
got
to go because we've got so many, but I'm here. I don't want to cut you off, but we got so many people on in the queue.
Want to know your site.
I'm here next.
Where do I find your site?
Next Wednesday. Oh, Soul Playground.
Thank you.
Life.
Thank
yeah.
Dot
You're
what?
You're welcome, sweetie. Big hugs. Soulplayground.life or soulplayground.com. Either one will get you there. All right.
Thank you
hugs.
So
Bye.
Much. God bless.
You're welcome, Pat. God bless you. And then the other things that I talked about are on iTunes or CD Baby. Hi, 931-581.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi. I am doing so great. I'm so glad to be here with everyone. I just feel so much connection,
great.
So much love.
I know, I agree. I'm so glad that you do this show for everyone. So my name's Haley. We have talked a couple of times privately in the past. I guess when I'm calling in today, I feel like I'm doing a lot of, I feel like I'm listening to my intuition more than I have in the past, and I feel like there's a lot of personal growth for me. I've commented on the community Facebook about how I've been seeing the number 11 everywhere. So I guess my question now, I wonder if there's anything personally that's like blocking me, like even are my chakras balanced, that kind of thing that I should focus attention on, or if that's not the case, like are there any specific tools that would be good for me to like lead me better along this path of finding my inner truth or connecting more to my consciousness or higher self?
Oh, love that. Love that. Okay. Give me your name again. Cause I kind of zoned out or zoned in.
Haley.
Hey, Haley. Okay. I don't think you didn't give me your name. Okay. What does Haley need to do now on her path? Oh, you need to write your experiences.
I love writing. So that
you need to, you do. That's you need to write your experiences and take step by step. There's an unfolding that's happening for you in a new direction where you're going to be using more of your healing gifts. And also, I feel like you're going to have a very successful blog. And somehow down the road it's interactive. So I don't know if that's interactive because it's video or audio, but start writing down your experiences, what you're learning, how you use what you're doing.
Okay.
But yeah, I do feel you have a very strong voice that is going to be helpful for others, and it seems to be in the realm of the writing is what I'm hearing.
Okay, yeah.
That's a big part of it.
That's cool.
That makes sense?
I like that. Yeah.
Good. Good.
Cool.
Well, keep listening and keep us posted. All right.
Absolutely will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I agree, Tamara. What great questions. Everybody's got great questions. 614-0399. Hello.
Hello.
James, is this you?
Oh, hello, Michelle. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, how are you? Welcome.
Very well. Thank you.
You're in Australia, right?
That's right, yes. Sunny Australia.
Aussie on the phone and Aussie in the chat. Denise. James. And Tamara saying, James, hey.
Hello, Tamara. Yeah. How are you going?
Okay. Do you think hello? Cool. Great, you could make it.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So I think what we were going to discuss was that odd dream that I had regarding Kim Jong-un, on whatever his name is.
Yes.
And it was just that, look, do you have time to discuss that now? Or?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Cool, okay. So recollection. So this dream that was playing out.
Did you send it?
I
don't think you've sent it to me. But anyway, the upshot was, now every dream is going to have, now you're thinking it could be predictive. Look at and see how it can reflect to you. Let me see if I can get into the. What you wrote, Kim Jong Un, and what would just give the overview for time wise.
Yeah, sure.
What
I think the principle of it was, I was going to do something that was truly going to, it was going to mess up. I had the capacity to do something to his world in a way that was going to cause him some problems, and it involved me.
Yeah.
Sort of interfering with his systems or something like that, and I know in the dream I was sort of thinking, well, you know, I know I can do this. If I do it, it's going to invoke a reaction that's going to mess with me in a similar way, being disruptive, type thing. And I found it odd because it was almost sort of vindictive, which is not something that I would typically do I wouldn't go out of my way mm-hmm. to upset someone or do something, especially, you know, when I knew there was going to be a blowback. And I know in the dream I sort of tossed this action up, you know, and I looked at it a few times, but toward the closing of the dream, I actually thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it anyway. And I did, and I interfered with these systems,
right.
knowing for well there was a blowback. And that's why it was just a really an odd dream. You know, it was odd for the fact that, why is Kim Jong-un in my dream? And why was I doing this action? So it was interesting. I thought, well, I can't see anything immediately in my world where I would do something. I couldn't see any sort of parallel situation in my life at this point in time. So,
the only thing that I see two things here. I see, James, two things here. One is I feel like you're speaking and writing more your truth, and there might be a part of you thinking, is that, are people around you, maybe family, friends, maybe make a judgment or like, oh, you're changing or that kind of thing. That's one thread I feel. The other that I feel is that you're tapping into what's happening collectively or in the world, what's going on with the tit for tat in the government, and you're tapping into their energy. And so, you know, we do, again, mitigate things. So, you know, when you have a dream like this, you can do what we call dream reentry and go back into the dream or just get in a meditative state and talk to their higher self or envision them connected to their higher self. The only reason we have war and these things play out is people coming from the wounding. They're not connecting to their higher self. They're not connecting to their soul. So you can intervene in that way and think about the power of prayer, the power of energy. You know, we had Lynn McTaggart on that did the intention experiment. So it may be saying, just send some light there, send some prayer there, put an intention there for healing, for the vibrational frequency of healing and the attracting binding force of love to be there, the wound to be lessened. It's just an intention, just a shot of energy. That's what I feel. That's what I feel the call is for you, is to use your expanding consciousness in that way for healing.
Yep.
That makes sense?
Oh, look, absolutely.
Cool.
It does. And, absolutely. And, yeah, so interestingly, I sort of see that in my world. There's more and more discussions I'm having with people where I'm sort of introducing this sort of expanded awareness idea, whatever it is. Anyway, yeah, that's right. There's one quick question, one more, really, if you don't mind. Headaches. I've had a period of four days in a row. And I just wanted, it was a medical question. I just wanted to know, is that blood pressure or is it something else? Is it a tumor? Oh, that's a funny thing.
Let's see. Breath work and meditation, I can see it right on the forehead and more towards the left, see it and feel it.
Yep.
And you know there's that pressure point on the right hand, left hand rather, in between the thumb and forefinger that helps. The other thing I feel around you, there could be some food sensitivity, food allergy, and also something in the air. And I feel this is something that you didn't have before, but that is there now. It's something added to the food. I don't know if it's salt, pepper, MSG. I feel like there's something, a food sensitivity that's also doing this for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
breath
interesting.
Work is going to help. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can get the...
Yeah. That's a good thing. I'll keep an eye on that. But what I wanted to find was when I did a meditation on Sunday, it actually just, you know, it sort of dropped the headache.
Well, that's why the guides are saying meditation and breath work, working with the breath to get the stuck energy, the thinking out. But look at foods. There's some, and I feel like it could be gluten or wheat. It could be something with bread. And there's something that's been in your, there's something that's been in your air. I don't know if it's pollen, that's made you a little more susceptible. So you may want to even bump up get some astragalus or foti, get some stuff to bump up the immune system, and maybe some juicing, celery, beets, things that move stuff through, more water, more vitamin C to move stuff through. Sometimes we get a little, you know, and it's, everything's energy. When so sometimes when we're thinking a lot, you know, and certain foods that we're eating, it clogs. So you really want to get the energy moving. All right, James, thanks for calling in.
Good day.
Good to hear your voice. Good day.
Thank you.
And Denise says good day. In the chat.
G'day.
Good day. All right. Hello. 630-487, you're on air.
Hi. I have a question for you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first time caller.
Very cool. What's your first name?
Lily.
Lily? Hi, Lily. Okay.
Hi. You mentioned about what happened in 2011 was going to come up again.
Yes.
Okay, in 2011, I was let go from my job. Not anything I did, but I still was let go.
Yeah.
Will I get my back pay from that? Or, I mean, you say what will come up for a review.
There could... Yeah, have you, is that something that you want to do?
Yeah,
so
I mean, I did
something.
Find
it
another.
It won't be exactly in those years what exactly was going on, but there's going to be elements of it because we're different, the times are different, but there's elements there that are being pulled for completion. So it could be getting back pay, it could be some meeting, some kind of retribution for yourself. Remember, we are in a time of retribution, you know, settling the score, setting up, you know, so, you know, refurbishing, recouping. This is a time of justice, righting things, righting the wrongs. You know, if someone treated you wrong, probably going to get an apology. You know, it's about respect. So, yes, there will be, and Tamara's saying, or could be doing healing work around letting that job go, making peace with it. Absolutely, Tamara. My wise one in the chat. Yeah. Yes, it could be that, making peace with that, maybe recognizing how it got you in a better direction or a new direction or how to make that direction more real, you know, or work more for you. But absolutely also could be making peace with it. Again, think of justice. Those of you that are in the tarot, look up justice. You know, it's ruled by Libra. It's balancing things out, bringing in the harmony, bringing in the what seems to be opposing view and making it complementary to get to understanding to move on. All right, Lily, does that help you? Does that give some clarity?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Great. Cool. And welcome to our lovely, happy, funky, truthful community. Welcome.
Okay. Thanks.
Uh-huh. 760-881, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. I'm good. My name
is
Sophie.
Who is this?
My name is Sophia.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia.
Thanks.
Right?
Sophia.
What's your question?
Yes.
Sophia.
My question is, I have decided to start pursuing the purchase of a home. Is this the right time?
I feel, and also clients that I work with, you're going to see some destabilization in the housing market towards the end of the year. You're going to see destabilization everywhere from August on. I would wait. You know, same with stock market. Again, people say, oh, the economy is doing well because they look at the stock market. But the stock market isn't really about the economy. It's about business or businesses. Are they getting a return? Do they have confidence? So if I own a Fortune 500, 100, or Fortune 50 company and I'm making billions of dollars and I'm seeing what's happening, you know, with tax cuts for me or I'm, you know, I'm doing well, like Apple, you know, they're starting to slide a little, but still they're doing well. So it's a much different thing. So I would say I would wait a bit. I would start looking. Get clear, but I would definitely wait to invest in something like that. All right, Sophia?
All righty. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay. You're so welcome. Big hug. Hi, 412-596. You're on air. Hello? Okay, come back to you. Oops.
Hello?
There we go. 412, yeah, 412-596, you're on air.
You can hear me now?
I can. What's your first name?
Oh, this is Zarita. I've called
Zarita?
Before. Zarita? Zarita, with a Z.
Zarita. Oh,
yes.
Zarita. Hello, Zarita.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi. So I was wondering this year, what do you see regarding my love life, my romantic
love
relationship?
Life.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now you're with somebody now, right?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. Okay, you want to be. Okay. Was there somebody recently around you?
Yeah,
that's what I'm feeling. Yeah, I can feel an energy of someone still around you. I would say June on, you are going to meet somebody. You got to kind of get this other one kind of out of the system a little bit. It's fading,
yeah,
fading.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Fading. Yeah, I hear you. Someone new, but that's new because that person is... Yeah, it's just reframing it in your mind about this other individual, but get out there more. I do feel that there is a long-term committed relationship. This year is going to bring more commitment. That the two energy is going to bring commitment. It's going to bring
mm-hmm.
clearing out and saying the truth. Hey, are we doing this or are we not doing it? You don't want to do it with me? Okay, great. We're friends, not friends. We're lovers. We're, dating,
yeah.
not dating, whatever. This is going to bring a lot of clarity, but it's also going to bring a lot of cooperation and collaboration. So this will bring for many people this year the relationship that you've been wanting. So, yes, I do feel relationship around you and you letting go of the one that I see kind of more to the side.
Yeah, great.
Oh, gotta go.
Great.
All right. So
okay, thanks.
Great to connect. Bye. Try to get to the last ones really quickly. If I don't get to you, I'm next Wednesday, the first half of the show, the first 45 minutes, I'll be doing readings. Hi, 201-978, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle. Can you
hear
me? Hi.
Who's this?
Hi.
I can.
My name is Barbara.
Loud and clear.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, Barbara, you're welcome. What's your question?
It's really kind of vague, but I've been in a lot of professional transition. I am self-employed. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, still while being vague, I'm just looking, I'm curious what you see for me. There's some big
in what
steps
way?
I have
I've like
on the horizon.
Seconds. Yeah, in what way?
I have just
now.
Some
Let
big
just
changes
you...
on the horizon, and I'm just curious.
And you want to know what to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you moving by any chance? Because it's
That's
showing
part of the possibility.
Move, yeah, it's showing a move. Yeah, I do feel a move, and I feel like for you it's about restructuring your life, and you're taking a look at your life and seeing what changes you want to make. It's really about lifestyle for you. But I do feel a move, and I do feel you also working differently, okay? So, yeah, and this year is bringing redirection of energy. It's bringing big changes for people, divorces, marriages, freeing up, moving to another country, living differently. The potential is there for huge, huge change. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
that's what I see for you, Barbara. I'm going to...
Just may I ask for a little refine?
Oh, I can't refine. You asked for general. Personal and
okay.
professional, but you are moving, and you just confirmed that that was part of your wondering. You guys, I think I can squeeze one more. 330-212. We're going over. We're streaming live, and you can hear this in the archives. So, hello, 330-212. You will hear the rest in the archives. Are you there? Oh, they stepped away from the phone. Okay. Those of you that are on the line, and if you didn't get your question answered, you didn't get a reading, or maybe you wanted to share something, your insights on your path, I will be here next Wednesday. First-time callers, welcome. First-time listeners and first-time listeners and first-time listeners and callers, welcome. Thanks for doing this divine creation with all of us. As always, those in the chat with your insight, your wisdom, and your luscious, lovely energy, thank you for being a part of this and supportive and high vibes, really holding the space. All of you listening via the archives, iTunes, BTR, FM Player, TuneIn Radio, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this and co-creating this. It's just so amazing. Great energy with all of you. Great callers, great questions, great listeners, great participants. I just had a great time. Anyway, if you want to find out more information about Liberate, the core belief releasing, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Also have a soul alignment meditation this Saturday. You can find out information by going to soulplayground.life or soulplayground.com. You can also email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com if you want specific information or you have guest suggestions, topic suggestions, questions you want answered on air. Also join me on Twitter, Facebook, at Michelle Mache, and let's keep connected. Anyway, thank you. Bless you too, Tamara. Glad you could make it. And I'm really so blessed that I got to share a bit with you all. And I will do more. And if you have some specific questions, I can refine my question, what you're asking me, what the channel guidance is saying over time. Love to do it. All right. Until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.